Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We'll be holding a Maaseh Sheni, Daf Chof Zayin in the Oizu Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting Daf Chof Vavu with base, three lines at the bottom of the page. Says the Gemara of Chanino, Rav Yoinason, Rav Shua ben Levi. These three are Meroim, all of Yerushalayim, they went up to Yerushalayim. Nismanu lehem peiros. They had fruits, and according to Rav Chaim's Pshat, they took a Maaseh Sheni from the fruits. They were mafrish Maaseh Sheni from the fruits. And now they wanted to redeem the Maaseh Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. Omru lo in chat safta, this is the Girsa of Rav Chaim. One old woman told them, Avuchoin, your parents, lo yavun avdin kin. They didn't do that. Elo, and using again the Girsa of Rav Chaim, mafkin chutz lachoymu upoidi moisam shon. They didn't take out Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. They took the fruits they were the way they were in Yerushalayim. Took all the fruits, the tevel, outside of Yerushalayim. Outside of Yerushalayim, they did have frosh as Maaseh Sheni, and then they redeemed it. But if they did have frosh when it was in Yerushalayim, now you can't redeem it anymore. You can't take it out and redeem it. So the Gemara explains here, what's the machloikis? Safto havu savra meimar. The old woman, she held, when she was going in this shito, says the Gemara, chozayin amud alef, roi misa mechitzus kilu oilos. She held, even though there's no walls of Yerushalayim today, we see as if the walls are here. The Hilin Rabbanon Havusar, and these Rabbanon held, we don't see as if the Mechitzas here around Yerushalayim. And therefore, you're allowed to take out Maaseh Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. Savto Havusar, Meimar, the old woman held that what Kirab Yeshua, again, Girsa Rab Chaim we're using over here, the Rabbi Yeshua that held, Kedusha, we show the Kitchel Shais of the Kitchel Los Ilofa. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim remains even after Churban Beis Hamikdash. Feeling abundant, Sabri Meimur, Ke Rabbi Lazar, and they hold like a Blazar, Kedusha, we show the Kitchel Los Ilofa, and they don't have any more the Kedusha of Yerushalayim after the Churban. And even so, says the Chaim over here, through a Machmir not to redeem the fruits in Yerushalayim itself. Even though the Kedusha is not there anymore, still in Yerushalayim, they didn't redeem it until they went out of Yerushalayim. Ketuz the Gemara says, "Rapinchos misa'av lo upadilo." According to Rav Chaim's pshat, the idea is that before he was mafrish Maaseh Sheni, when the fruits were still tevel, he made them tame and then he redeemed it. Why? Choshosh ledoy v'ledin. He agreed with the safto that Kedusha v'sheni kitchel the shayis of a kitchel osed lo is still good Yerushalayim, and he agreed that a comment in our Mishnah that even though Maaseh Sheni is not taken out over here. But because it's Nigmar Malakta, because the process is finished, you're not allowed to redeem it outside of Yerushalayim. And now, like the second sheet of the Mishnah, that according to Besilil, as long as it wasn't finished, fully processed, you could take it out of Yerushalayim and redeem it. So therefore, he made it tummy. Made it tummy, you can't eat it anymore as Maaseh Sheni. And then he was able to redeem it. They held Alocha Gidivri HaTalmid. They passed like Abshim ben Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Yossi. I mean, he was a Talmud and he said the name of his Rebbe. That the machloikis of Besil b'Shamai is only once nigmar melachtom. And even there, Besil says that you could redeem it outside of Yerushalayim if you didn't take out the Maaseh Sheni from the fruits. In other words, they're arguing on Rav Pinchos. Says the Gemara about Dmai Nichnas v'Yaitzit. Dmai, you could put it into Yerushalayim and then take it out and redeem it over there. Says the Gemara of Zer Bilvad b'Peirush and Tvulun Dmai. Talking about fruits that you did not take out the maestros from it. It's Dmai, it's Tovul, it's Tevel. Suffolk if there is maestros or not. So if you take it out of Yerushalayim, you do a fresh maestros sheni. So we are born from now Nachmir, and this you could redeem out of Yerushalayim. Hadmai atzmoi karat tafos to mechitzo. But if it was fruits of maestros sheni that are Dmai, not Tevel that's Dmai, maestros sheni that's Dmai, once it's Maaseh Sheni, it's Yerushalayim, you can't redeem it, even though it's a Maaseh Sheni of Dmai, it's a Maaseh Sheni of a Suffolk, not a full Maaseh Sheni. Only when it's Tevel of Dmai, so then we say that the Maaseh Sheni that you can redeem later after you leave Yerushalayim, that you could do, you could be played there, even according to Beit Shammai, even according to the Shittas, they usually can't do it a regular Tevel. Halacha da'at zog de'mishnah. Ilan shoyin bifnim v'noite l'chutz. You have a tree which is inside Yerushalayim and is tilting out of Yerushalayim. Or the opposite, is standing out of Yerushalayim and is tilting into Yerushalayim. When the Chozayin Amud Beis, right above the Choyma and to the inside, meaning from the wall to the inside, you consider it to be Yerushalayim. Connect the Choyma v'lechutz k'lechutz, from the Choyma to the outside is like the outside. But You have a batibadim, that's where you press the olives to make oil. If the openings, the doors are in Yerushalayim, but the chalol, which means the entire room is outside Yerushalayim, or the opposite, shebitchem lechutz v'chalol nifrim, but shav ha'im ha'koyel kelifrim, you always go lechurma and you consider to be part of Yerushalayim. Or v'sil ha'im ha'koneged ha'koyim v'lifrim kelifrim. Koneged ha'koyim v'lechutz kelechutz, you make a straight line from the ha'im, whatever is inside the ha'im is Yerushalayim, outside the ha'im is outside Yerushalayim. Now the Mishnah continues to speak a similar concept in Beis HaMikdash. HaLeshachos, the shachos are these rooms that are part of the Azor of Beis HaMikdash. Pnuyus B'koyish P'tuchas L'choyel, if they're building Beis HaMikdash and the opening is to the outside, so then the din is Toichan Choyel, V'gogisem Koydish. The inside of it is Choyel because it's open to the Choyel, but the roof of it is in Beis HaMikdash, has a din of Koydish. Pnuyus B'choyel P'tuchas L'choyel, if it's build outside Beis HaMikdash, but the opening is into Beis HaMikdash. Toichan Koydish, V'kogisayim Choyel. So the inside is Koydish, because you go based on the door, and the top of it is Choyel. B'nuyiz B'koydish B'chol, is to build both the Beis HaMikdash and the outside. U'ptuchas B'koydish V'chol, and the opening is for both Koydish and the Choyel. So then, Toichan V'kogisayim, the inside and the roof, V'kineged HaKoydish V'kogisayim Koydish, from where the Koydish starts, and towards the Koydish, because it'll be Koydish. V'kineged HaChoyel V'lachoyel, Choyel. Whatever is from the place where the choil starts and to the outside towards the choil is considered to be choil, means you have a straight line from the wall Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara is going to explain the different chilukim that we have here in the Mishnah. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Sheni Daf Chof Zayin.